Hey guys, welcome back. We are in the middle of a study that I'm calling Hooper. Hooper, Hooper. It's a word that means doing something for someone, right? You can't do this. Hey, I'll do it for you, man. No problem. You can't cut your grass because you broke your legs. That's fine. I'll cut it for you. Don't need to pay me. No. No pay me. I'm just doing this for you. All right. That's the concept of Hooper. We're talking about this whole semester. And what we're focusing on is how Jesus, his life and everything he did for us. When he came to earth, he was stepping in our place. And he said, I'm going to do what you can't do for yourself. I'm going to overcome the things that you can't overcome. I'm going to do the things that you can't do. And then I'm going to send my spirit to you that will give you internal renewal, that will strengthen you to die unto your own enemies and your own vices and live unto righteousness. So that's what we're talking about this semester. What Jesus has done, he's done for us. Here's what I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about the fact that Jesus defeated Satan for us. He defeated Satan for us. You know, if you watch movies, if you're into Marvel, then there's a number of enemies. Sometimes it's Hydra. If you're watching some portions of Marvel, other times it's Thanos. I guess Thanos is like the arch enemy.
The Sherlock Holmes, it's Moriarty. There you go. If you're into Sherlock Holmes, it's Moriarty. If you're into James Bond, it's Spectre. Right. There just seems to be, in all these stories we tell each other and these great movies, there's like this bad guy who has tons of resources and a lot of intelligence, and he's able to coordinate international crime because of his brilliance and his power. Now, the fact that that shows up in our stories is evidence of what we have this sense of what is true, and that is that there is something, someone powerful in the world, that evil is not uncoordinated, that there really is a power out there, that a mastermind behind the evil in the world. And you've got to get at the mastermind. If you can defeat the evil, then you can begin to watch all the other kingdoms fall. Remember when Sauron in Lord of the Rings, Sauron is defeated, and like all of the orcs and all of those who get their power from him, they all die. All right, yeah, if you can destroy the mastermind, if you can destroy the source of the power, then his kingdom will begin to crumble. Now, part of the gospel, part of the good news, is that when Jesus came, he did that. He defeated Satan. I want to look at one aspect of that tonight, one aspect of how Jesus defeated Satan. And this is right after Jesus is baptized, Satan shows up and he starts to tempt Jesus. Let me read these verses to you, okay? The tempter, that's Satan, came and said to Jesus, "Command these stones to become loaves of bread." But Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and he said, "Throw yourself down. Isn't it written that God will command his angels concerning you?" And Jesus said to him, "It is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." And then Jesus said, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God." And then the devil left him. All right, that's the scripture reading. So this is a showdown between Jesus, the ultimate good guy, and Satan, the ultimate bad guy. And notice what Satan's tactic is. What does he do? He comes in and he tells Jesus to basically do good things. All right? turn these stones into bread. That's a good thing. In fact, God gives bread in the wilderness to his people. He says, hey, look, doesn't the Bible say that God will always protect you? So if you jump off and try to commit suicide, God's going to save you, right? I mean, after all, isn't he your father? And then he says, all right, Satan, or Satan says, all right, Jesus, all the kingdoms are yours, right? Listen, if you worship me, I'll let you have all the kingdoms. So then you'll get all the glory you need. Over and over, what is Satan doing? He's saying to Jesus, tempt, tempt, tempt you. I'm going to tempt you. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of truth, but I'm going to mix up that a lot of lies in with that truth. I'm going to distort the truth a little bit. And every time Jesus looks at him and he says, Satan, the Bible says this. Three times Jesus answers Satan with Bible verses. He says, you're saying this. Behold, I say this, Satan. What you're saying is a lie. Three lies from Satan. And Jesus gives him three answers that are true from Scripture. And it says that after that, the devil left him. Man, this encounter reminds me of that scene in Elf when Elf is sitting in front of Santa and he says to him, you sit on a throne of lies. What's he saying? He's saying to Santa, he's saying, you have this throne, but you're a fake Santa. You're a lying Santa. Everything you say is lying. You're not the true Santa. You can't tell the truth because you're a liar. You're not the true. That's not a true throne. That's a fake throne, right? So Elf is exposing the fake Santa. Well, that's what Jesus is doing here. Here is Satan. He's acting like he owns everything. He's acting like he's in charge. And over, he's giving these lies to Jesus. And Jesus says, that's not true. You want to know what's true? What the Bible says is true. You're a liar, Satan. Everything you say is a lie. So here's what I want to do for the last couple of minutes. I want to ask this question. What does he lie today? Is there a lie that Satan tells us today? Now, there's a lot of them, a lot of lies. I want to just pick one for us. Here's what I want to think about. Maybe you've heard this, maybe you haven't heard this, but and not literally, like I'm not saying Satan pulls up a chair next to you while you're eating breakfast in the morning and talks to you. But there are things that our hearts tell us. There are things that the world tells us. There are things that we feel are true, and they're not. They're not true. But Satan is the source of it. Here's a lie that you've probably heard. It goes something like this. You will always be like this. It's just who you are. You'll always be like this. It's just who you are. Right? So here you are and you have gone back to you've gone back to school, the new school you're starting, and school is so hard for you. It's so hard and your grades are not great. And maybe you're getting lower grades than what you would like and you're trying hard, but you never can seem to get the grades that you want. And you get an F on a test, and here's what you hear. In your heart, you'll always be like this. It's just who you are. You're a failure. Just give in. You're a failure. You're always going to be like this. This is who you are. F. Or maybe it's another friend has rejected you. Another friend. One friend betrayed you, and now another friend is betraying you. Or maybe you asked somebody out, and the girl said no. Or maybe you started hitting on a guy, and he said, I don't like you. I'm not interested in you. And you got rejected. Nobody seems to like you. You're sad, and no one seems to ask you how you're doing. You feel rejected, and no one seems to care. And here's what you begin to hear. You're always going to be like this. It's just who you are. It's who you are. Just stay this way. You can't change. Accept it. You're a failure. You're rejected. Or you have a sin pattern. And you're back at it again. You're back. You're yelling at your parents again. You took their credit cards and you stole from them again. You were looking at pornography again and you failed. And when it's all over and you've done the bad thing, this is what you hear. You'll always be like this.
It's who you are. It's just who you are. You're not going to change. Give in to it. You are this person. You're a failure.
And guys, that is a lie. That is a lie from Satan that is just like the lies that he spoke to Jesus, because he is a liar and the father of lies. Now, what did Jesus show us? He showed us that the way to overcome Satan is to believe the truth. Because Satan spoke lies to Jesus, and Jesus gave him truth back from Scripture. He said, Satan, you're going to worship God. You're not the king. You're a liar. And so how do we overcome the lies that we hear every day? Guys, we have to remember the gospel. We have to remember the gospel. Remember the truth. Let me give you one verse of truth. Listen to this. If the Son will set you free, you will be free indeed. If the Son will set you free, you will be free. Satan comes to you and he says, it's who you are. You're stuck. You can't overcome this. You're a failure. Everything you do is a loss. Get used to it. You're going to keep doing this sin. You're never going to change. It's who you are. Just accept this is the rest of your life. And Jesus comes and he says, look at my cross. Do you see what I did on the cross? You think I just did this for fun? I died for you. I died for your sins. I died for that old man, the old person that is always lost and that's always confused and always quitting and always angry and always upset. And the person who says, I can never overcome my sins. Everything I am is measured by what I do. And then Jesus comes and says, listen, if I will set you free, you'll be free. You are free in Christ. Guys, how do we overcome Satan? We overcome him when we remember that Jesus overcame him for us. He exposed the lies of Satan. And the ultimate lie is that your sins will condemn you to hell. And that's true unless you believe the gospel. Once we believe in Jesus, we are not condemned. And once we believe in Jesus, he begins to make us new. If the Son will set you free, you will be free. You will be free. Guys, believe the gospel. Believe it. Let me give you a few questions here. I want you guys to think about these questions as you go to small group. Here's the first one. What do you think this means? Ready? Here.